you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the news.
Upon the cave, every foul wicked spirit in the host, the news.
20 minutes, that Zadarola Bay, on the news, right now.
On the news, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
To really happen to have a serial crime
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm TC Downey, and with me on the air is my co-host Zach Black. How you doing today, my man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm fighting the wind out here on the beach. I tried to duck and cover in a less windy spot, but the wind has changed direction, so if it gets too loud, just let me know, man, and I'll go back inside and I'll call you from my landline.
Yeah, that's fine, man. We'll work it out one way or the other. We do the use weathered or not, so it works out, bud.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
Go ahead, man.
I was gonna say, how you doing, man? You're going down in Tampa, man. How's the weather over there?
It's hot as balls here, man. It's like 86, 87 degrees outside, but it feels like it's about 105. It's so humid.
Ah.
It's just ridiculous. Man.
You know, the one good thing about the hot weather, though, is chicks have a tendency to, take off their clothes when it gets hot outside. At least they do over here on this side of the country.
Yeah, they got a tendency to take off their clothes here anyway, so, I mean, it might have something to do with the weather, but I've never really thought of it that way.
Well, I've heard you brag about, you have that effect on women, they just, take off their clothes and bend over the counter for you, right?
Yeah, that's, bend over, touch your toes, and I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah, hey, man,
so,
worse could happen, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so get over the formalities and kind of try and get where we need to be with today's show. This past Sunday, Jason Sorrell and I talked at great length about different people, different characters within the community and what they're doing in terms of manifesting and what strengths we saw, what weaknesses we saw. The overarching topic of this whole little series here is the discussion of Satanic Alliance, and I want to say that there's been a heavy emphasis that I need to make sure that is reiterated here, because we're not talking about actually making Satanism turn into some kind of movement that serves some kind of agenda. What we're talking about is making personal alliances and having a movement or agenda that helps each other. So, for instance, Zach, you do that prepaid legal thing, and I might be able to, get in on it and help you make money while I make money at myself. That's the kind of thing that we're discussing. And so I guess I'm trying to figure this out here as to where we really need to pick up today. Because today I think what we really need to be talking about is what kinds of things we could do if we had chosen to align ourselves with somebody, what type of opportunities might be available if you should choose to actually say, hey, we have this, commonality and there's strength in numbers. I'm doing this, you're doing this, and they either work together or they're the exact same thing or whatever, and then collaborating from there. So what I'm interested in hearing from everybody today, and again, the number is 347-989-1371, but what I'm interested in hearing today is not should we get together and do something or should we not get together and do something. I don't really give a shit what your opinion is on it because, well, it's your opinion and you're welcome to it. My opinion is that there's strength in numbers and there's something to gain when you work with other people. So that's why I'm talking about this here now on the news. You know, I'm not talking about making some kind of herd or some fucking hold hands and sing kumbaya type unity type shit. I mean a cold, hard business alliance or personal alliance. You know, so something that everybody gains in this. So, again, it's 347-989-1371. If you have an idea of some way that we may be able to collaborate together and draw from it, and everybody gains, it's one of those mutually beneficial things, this is now the time and place to throw it out. If you've got an idea and you are looking for people that want to work with you on it, you can pop on and tell us what it is you do and what kind of work you're looking to have happen. And we'll hopefully facilitate things from this point. But before we get started taking calls or whatever, Zach, I wanted to kind of ask you, man, do you consider Satanic International Network to be a place for people to ground these type of collaborations and make them happen? Is that the kind of thing you want to see happen on there?
Yeah, for sure, man. I do. And, you know, there's various places on Satanic International to promote your own stuff. And I'm very about networking. I mean, again, Satanic International is not an organization or a church. You know, as an example, the Church of Satan. You know, this is a networking hub for people to gather, to promote their own stuff, to grow, to exchange ideas, to build friendships, to promote shit. You know, I'm very, very supportive of that. And yes, I do see that Satanic International is an opportunity for Satanists to come out, to have some sort of, you know, something to promote, some sort of creativity, something that they're doing to try to get exposure. You know, an example I could say is Jason Sorrell, a.k.a. Ego Diablos, he's a tattoo artist. And I like the idea of keeping money in the family, so to speak, or in the community. And in the community, I mean Satanist. I mean, there's tattoo shops are a dime a dozen, right? But, you know, if you're a Satanist and you promote Satanism, why not get a tattoo from Ego Diablos? Why not, you know, if you're into artwork and you're like, you know, this shit, why not buy the artwork from this guy? You know, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. And, you know, it's about friendships, it's about brotherhood, it's about promoting one another and, you know, keeping money in the community. I'm all supportive of that.
Right. So I guess, you know, you're giving one example of how we could collaborate is to keep the money in the community. But what if, you know, what if there was some business venture? Okay, here, I'll give you a good example. I right now have started this business up of buying gift cards. And I have a way of actually being able to buy these and make good money on them. But the problem I run into is most of the gift cards that are offered to me are restaurant cards or grocery store cards or bookstore cards. They're things that I can't turn over very quickly. But if somebody, a fellow Satanist, you know, were to hear me talking about this and understand the issue that I have is I don't have enough financial resources to be able to sit on these cards in an indefinite amount of time. So it kind of hinders the business because there's a chance you're still making a good profit margin on those if you can sit out the money that you've invested in until they actually sell. But I don't deal with them right now because of that factor. So if there was somebody who was listening to the show and wanted to, you know, collaborate with me, I would be willing to split a percentage of the actual profits for somebody who'd be willing to actually front the money to hold it. We would have to, of course, work out some kind of an arrangement to where it made sense for both of us and whatever. But this is one type of effort that could happen. So this is just an example of what I'm looking for. You know, it's not enough, in my opinion, to pop onto a website and bounce ideas back and forth with one each other. I mean, with each other. You know, ideas are a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong, but an idea very rarely ever actually puts food on your table. You know what I'm saying? So we also should take advantage of the fact that we have, you know, the community of people who do things. I mean, a good example of something that's going down right now, with all luck, anyways, in Tropic Momentum, you know the dude, Lehi. He is going to be kind of functioning as an agent for me on my book. So it's a chance for him to make 20% of, you know, make 20% of whatever profit it actually brings in. Not that I think it's going to make a huge amount of profit, or he does, but, you know, still, it's something that we're collaborating on and trying to develop that. If we could get enough of these kind of projects going together with a good enough network making it happen, the chances of changing the financial statue of anybody operating within this organization are good, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying, man. You know, and that, you know, the gift card thing, man, that's a good idea. You know, it's just a matter of being able to present it to people, because, you know, who doesn't go out to eat at the Olive Garden, you know, or Red Lobster or Sizzler or whatever it is in your area? Everybody does once in a while, right? I mean, if you could somehow manage to promote that, the gift card, and give some, you know, people some sort of incentive, yeah, that'd be a great idea. But, yeah, we do definitely need to come together. You know, like with my prepaid legal services, I mean, who doesn't have a need for, you know, legal assistance to buy legal insurance? I mean, but it's a matter of getting that out there and finding people, you know, discovering the need and being able to promote it and supplying the demand, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea, and that's awesome. Tropic Momentum, Lehi is going to help you out in the publishing industry. That'd be fucking great.
Yeah, it is. It's an excellent thing, and it's showing that if we just kind of work ourselves out of our little diabolical closets for long enough to actually see how we touch down in the real world, we could, you know, we could do a lot of really great things. When you think about, you know, the Revolutionary War here, that was the collaborative effort of the Freemasons, and everybody well knows that. So, you know, small groups can do huge things, you know, if we so wanted to, and I'm just throwing this out there, if we so wanted to, if everybody moved into one city and took over the city, you could literally have Satan land. You know, it wouldn't be very hard to do.
Yeah, you know, you could. And, yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's all about promoting from within. It's kind of like certain companies have certain policies like, well, you know, I don't give a fuck, you know, where you manage at this store or this store, but, you know, we're going to promote from within. You know, we're going to keep it inside the family, you know, and, you know, we're all going to grow because of that. And I think that Satanism as a community should be more open to that. But at the same time, there are Satanists out there that do this just for themselves and that don't actually have anything other than just personal gain in mind, which kind of ruins it for a lot of other people. But I think we can change that in time.
Right. Well, the thing of it is that we're talking directly about personal gain. You know, you don't necessarily have to manipulate somebody to gain something from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Actually, personal gain probably wasn't the best word for it. But, yeah, there's people out there that aren't interested in promoting or helping others. They're just interested in how they themselves can get promoted, you know, and they use Satanism
right.
as a means. As a catalyst
right.
to do that.
Right, but for the rest of us, we live in the real world, and we realize that there's two sides to the bread, and you got to know which side to butter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of use that as an analogy for anal sex, but yeah, I guess we use that in this situation too.
Right on. These are just some of my thoughts on this, because it seems retarded to me in a way that we don't take advantage of the fact that we're socially prone to coming together anyway. if you know what I mean. We're sitting there on the Shin website. The average Shin user, I know for a fact, is there for at least a half hour every day. Now, imagine if that half hour you spent there every day was spent doing something that may lead to some kind of financial gain or something of intrinsic value. Let me go ahead and take the call here. Jason, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Jason, how you doing?
How you doing?
Doing good. The points you guys are making about the collaborative effort, and that's really what I think we're talking about here, is directed collaborative effort. I mean, right now we've got a lot of collaborations going on. We got a lot of people doing a bunch of different things, working together, whether it's Sin, whether it's the Use, whatever. And what would be interesting as an experiment is if some of these groups that we're getting together, some of these people that we're getting together, actually started thinking about, well, in what way can I influence the world around me? In what way can I make changes so that it's easier for me to go through my day, that my day is a little more Satanist inclined or Satanist friendly or whatever the deal is. And it's about people collaborating when they've realized that they can only do so much on their own. So they have to be willing. They have to be so interested in whatever project they're engaged in, and it doesn't have to be economic. It could be anything. It could be political, social, whatever. But they have to get to a point where they're so interested in whatever project, whatever it is they're pursuing, that they're willing to set aside their own ego. They're willing to set aside their own personal gain to see the success of the project come through. And there are a lot of people who are going to be down on, especially with Satanism, there are a lot of people who are going to be down on anybody talking about any kind of collaborative effort. And I like the way you guys are reinforcing the idea that it's not about trying to get everybody to work together on one big thing. It's not about satanic unity or anything, because, I mean, we've pretty much rode that horse to death. It's about the people who do want to get together, coming together and working on something. My particular viewpoint is on politics. The economic thing I totally agree with. If you have the opportunity to spend money with a Satanist rather than just with anybody else, where you're keeping money in Satanism, and that's how a lot of religions, a lot of communities and everything else, that's how they stay strong, is they keep recycling that money in their community. They keep recycling that money and where they got going on. So if you got people writing books, you've got people making little films, you got people, even if you're not spending money on it, it's a good idea. It will help you to help promote them. Because if you're struggling to be a Satanist, if you're the only Satanist in your community and it sucks to be alone and everything else, well, if you started promoting or you started actively pursuing and investing in other Satanists, you'll see the number of Satanists grow as the influence of Satanism grows in the mainstream. So my kick is with politics. And it is about breaking into the mainstream too. So the label of Satanism is something we have to discuss as well when you're talking about collaborating. Because you might not be collaborating with just Satanists. You might be collaborating with people who are just independent thinkers. You might be collaborating with people who have no interest in the occult or no interest in the symbolism. And so you don't want to be written off just because you're a Satanist. You want to make sure that, especially in the political arena, if you're going to get engaged in, you know, what's going on politically, that you don't necessarily put yourself out of the argument before you're even in it. And when I'm talking about politics, I'm not talking about anybody running for an official office. I'm not talking about anybody throwing their hat in the political arena. Just discussing the issues, just talking about the different things that are going on out there and making people aware of the facts that support your argument, whatever that may be, whether it's, you know, pro-choice, whether it's legalization, whatever it is, being out there and making sure that people know that, hey, we're getting screwed on our rights on this. Or the reason you might be pro-life, you know, and you might have a very good argument, a very rational argument for that position. Being out there and talking about that position, that's being politically active and politically aware. And you'd be surprised how many active organizations, political organizations that oppose Satanism as a philosophy, as an ideology, are very politically active and doing things behind the public's back. Working with city councils, working with lawyers, working with different people, their churches and everything else, because they are active. They are collaborating. The right-hand path has no problem with collaborating, and they're goal-oriented. They recognize the power of the group, and they try to make that's where are our weaknesses as Satanists? Because we are individualistic, we are very self-motivated, and sometimes we're blind to just the effect of a group effort.
Yeah, Jason, I totally agree with you, man. And it's a problem with the LHP is Left Hand Path is because we do promote individualism. We often tend to not realize that collectively we might be able to push something, you know, our ideology, our philosophy, our political, you know, awareness or whatever. But I don't know, man. To me, and you know, this is maybe a problem for a lot of LHP people is that, to me, it's like, well, okay, so what? There's 100,000 of us in the world, as opposed to a couple million or several million or even a billion Christians. I mean, can we really put a dent or a chink in the armor? Can we really influence change? And the answer to that, all right, well, see, here's God getting in on me as the airplane flying overhead. But we can, but it's like if all of us have this attitude, then it's never going to happen, right? It's got to start somewhere, and it's got to be you got to throw the stone in the water to make the ripple. Somebody's got to do it, right? Might as well be us.
All right. Well, with the point you're making about there being we're being outnumbered, basically. Yes, we may be outnumbered as far as all that's concerned, but our argument is stronger. When we talk about what it is we want, when we talk about what we want to do as a political agenda, and it's going to be, again, it's kind of like it's hard to say for sure what Satanists want to do politically. But let's say it'd be safe to say that most Satanists would agree with legalization of marijuana. They don't care, you know. They might not smoke it themselves. They might not want it in their house or whatever. But I'm sure they're in their house and doing it in their bodies, or whatever. So I think that's a safe bet. So if you've got Satanists stepping up and making a rational argument, and you've got the Christians stepping up and making a moral argument, the rational argument will almost always trump the moral argument, especially if you push the people who aren't morally invested in anything, and that's the majority of the people. You know, that they will see your point and they will go with you. The thing that we're doing as Satanists, that we've been doing since the 1960s, is pointing out just how these Christian rights groups are kooks, just how they're just as extreme, just as fundamentalist as these people that are blowing themselves up in the third world. And that's the thing we need to keep pushing as we push our agenda, is pointing out that, you know what, your argument, if you get somebody arguing with you on a particular point and they're making a moral argument, point out that it's a moral argument. Point out that it's based on religion, and then point out that this country is not founded on a theocracy, a theocratical philosophy. It is founded on a philosophy of reason, and laws have to have logic. The day that laws were determined by religious mandate are long past. So, and it blows my mind that when, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 people get together, when you're dealing with people who are apathetic to their influence, when they're apathetic to what's going on around them, when you get 5, 6, 7 people together, they can start a landslide. They can start a movement towards something, whatever it is they want. And because most people are just, they just don't care, whatever they want happens. The minority in our political system right now tends to win.
Well, Jason, you know, I would agree with that. And, you know, you kind of actually corrected me. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that, you know, it's just the LHP community that needs to step up, because one person, one Satanist or whatever in the LHP community can share the same ideologies, philosophies, political opinions as an example, let's say, pro-choice, right? Most Satanists would be pro-choice, right? But you know what? For one Satanist is pro-choice, there's probably 10,000 atheists or even 10,000 Christians that are just open to, you know, the choice to choose for yourself. So, yeah, I think I see where you're getting at, man, and I agree with you.
Right, right. And if you've got a group of Satanists, if you've got a group of Satanists who are covertly trying to influence the mainstream, it's not going to take too many to push an agenda. And it's just a matter, again, of directed collaborative effort. A group of Satanists coming together and you go, you know what, we want to see legalization of marijuana. We want to make sure that pro-choice, that the right to an abortion remains available to women. That we want to, you know, whatever it is you want to do. We want to see the morning after pill. be available to, you know, to anyone that needs it. Whatever your agenda is, if a group of people come together, a group of Satanists come together, and then they just, you know, they start working in the mainstream, you know, they put the Satanist thing down and focus on the agenda and look to influence the mainstream, it'll have a huge effect. It's just a matter of people figuring out, okay, I'm not just going to call myself a Satanist anymore, I'm actually going to do it. That I'm not going to see Satanism as a title anymore, I'm going to see Satanism as an activity.
Jason, you know, and I touched upon something that I've called the diabolic manifestation, and that's something that I've been pursuing and overlooking for, I don't know, last 15 years. And a lot of that is Satanists put in the right positions can influence the masses, whether it's, you know, media or politics or whatever, you know, can influence the masses and move public opinion into our favor. And, yeah, man, I'm totally down with that. And I'm working on a way to do it myself, personally.
Right. And a lot of what we've, you know, you've already talked about, what we kind of talked about in the last show, ideally, first of all, you have your own house in order. You kind of have your own shit together so that when you go out there and try to do something with other people, they don't have to pick up your slack because you're not able to pull your weight, whatever it is you're doing. Then I think the other thing is just having a clear goal that this is what we're going to go for, this is how we're going to accomplish it, and then, you know, pushing for that goal, following through. And you were talking about, you know, with Freemasonry and everything, and the economic aspect of it. It doesn't have to be that, you know, a tattoo artist who does tattoos and he's a Satanist, so he's going to give Satanists a deal. Which, by the way, if you're in Austin, Texas, absolutely, you come to me and you say, hey, I'm a Satanist, I was thinking about getting tattoos, you're going to get a deal from me. I'm going to work something out with you. It may not be free, but it's going to be the best fucking deal you've gotten on a tattoo ever. But anyways, working at a burger shack or working at McDonald's or whatever, and when somebody comes in that you know of in your area who's another Satanist, well, they get the hookup. I mean, the whole underground economy that the hippies were big on in the 60s and the Freemasons have been big on since forever, I mean, that's something we should be thinking about, I think, as Satanists. I know, like, if I had a regular job and TC were to show up, you know, if I'm working at Office Depot or something and TC showed up and he needed hooked up with some, you know, printer paper, whatever, for his gig at, you know, in the fireworks place, well, then, you know, he's going to get, you know, several reams of paper that just happened to drop off our inventory. I mean, that's just going to be the way it works.
Right, taking a little better care of your own kind, man. I mean, ultimately, everybody benefits. We've seen this, as you've mentioned, over and over and over in history, you know, that these kind of collaborations actually develop very lucrative relationships for people. So I'm not really sure why anybody that claims themselves to be an elite, if you know what I'm saying, wouldn't understand the pure potential of the benefit. So something I wanted to kind of touch on in the chat room, Sean's making the point of advocating a Black Lives. That's exactly what we're talking about. You know, the Blue Lodge is Freemason's entry-level. Same thing, you know, the Black Lodge would obviously be Satanism's entry-level.
Yeah, I think it's just a recognition. And the thing is that you have to be connected, which is what the internet's good for. You have to know who's out there. With my thing, with my tattooing thing, the more people that hear about the fact that, hey, there's this tattoo artist that is a Satanist that will tattoo other Satanists, yeah, pretty much it. And I get, you know, this cross tattooed on my shoulder, I'm not going to necessarily call him on it or whatever. I'll go ahead and do the deed or whatever, you know, and work it out. But it's helpful. If we kind of all know who we have in our different little communities. And, again, if you're the only one in your community, if you find yourself all out there by yourself in Alabama or something like that, well, part of what you need to do is you need to reach out and start supporting people, and you need to kind of get active in what it is you're doing as a Satanist. That way you show what Satanism is to the people around you, and maybe some of those people that have had an interest but just haven't had the courage to step up start talking to you about it.
You know, Jason, it's funny because even on a geographical scale, like I live on Mission Beach here in San Diego, and Mission Beach is kind of its own community Whereas an example is, I just got my haircut last night. I was going to go down to Supercuts, right? You know, I give my $15, you know, Supercuts to cut what little hair on my head that I have left. But no, I didn't figure, you know, I'm going to go to this girl who lives two buildings down the street here, and I'm going to give her my $15, you know? And granted, you know, it wasn't necessarily the best haircut. That's really relevant. But I'd rather keep the money in the community here, and that's kind of what we do here. And the beach is very much like that, you know? I mean, you can go get your coffee at Starbucks, right? But hey, here's somebody who lives in this community. You know, instead of spending the fucking $4 for a cup of fucking coffee at Starbucks, you know, let's just give him fucking $3, you know? It's the same fucking goddamn deal, but now we're keeping it in the family or the community.
All right. Real quick, guys, we got Mikey on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Mike?
Hi, Beast. How's it going?
Going pretty good. How are you doing, mate?
Pretty good. I just wanted to make a really, really point about Jake Rose saying, you know, put a Satanist in the right position, it can really influence things. And that's exactly what I'm hoping, because I've actually joined the LDS Church, as some people know. And my plan really is to rise in hierarchy, hopefully manage to affect a change within the community as a whole, within time, expanding it for business purposes. So I kind of, first of all, I really advocate that. And I think there needs to be more organization, because these organizations like the LDO, like Freemasonry, all that kind of stuff, but a fucking cleaning house when it comes to cash and an underground economy. And why we're not doing it, I don't know. Because I think a lot of people, who doesn't want money, you know?
Yeah, guys, I couldn't understand anything he was saying. I heard something about the underground economy. I heard something about Freemasonry. Mike, you're cutting in and out really bad on my end. I don't know if Zach or TC could hear you.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same deal.
Can you hear me okay?
No, you're breaking up pretty bad.
You're talking, man, but you're cutting in and out.
All right, he's probably going to try to call back in.
Okay, well, real quick while we're waiting for him to call back, I wanted Nagashiva made a point in the chat room, something about there's so much infighting and dispute among Satanists that doesn't appear that there's a batch or community, more so a scattered response to the Christian culture. And that's the naysayer attitude that we kind of have to combat in our own minds. There are enough individuals in the Satanists that identify themselves as Satanists that share common interests. And we're not talking about all the Satanists getting together, holding hands, and singing Kumbaya. We're talking about scattered groups, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Satanists at a time, who are interested in collaboration, who want to be involved in some collaborative effort, doing something, working towards some agenda, actually stepping up and doing so, those who do want to. So, you know, if the idea that, we're just so, you know, all over the place as Satanists, so opposed to one another, that's kind of, you know, that's the old way of thinking, in my opinion. There has to be a new way of thinking. There has to be a way of thinking where we go, you know what, some of us do want to have that interaction. We do see the value of working together as a group, and we're willing to work with other people who have that same idea.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. You know, and I can't see what Naga Steve is writing, because I'm not in front of my computer, but first off, hello, Naga. And, you know,
Zach?
Yeah, he dropped off. That's all right, man. Just what it really kind of breaks down to is that they're so afraid of being herded back into some kind of sheep herd that they automatically say, oh, no, that'll never work. And that's really what it comes down to. But, you know, any person, let's put down the fact that our single most commonality is identification with the word Satan. Let's just put that aside. As people, you know, collaborating with other people, it makes sense, right?
Right. Well, look, the Ooze is a perfect example of this. Yeah, we're adversarial. Yeah, we're about our own self-interest. and our self-interests are met by doing this show together. You know, we've decided that this is one of the places where our self-interest is being satisfied is. So being adversarial, being interested in your own agenda, eventually you run to a point where you can only do so much as an individual. You reach your limit, and that's when the group effort comes into play. That's when you start working with other people, because if you want to see something happen maybe bigger or, you know, a little bit larger than you yourself might be able to accomplish, the group effort's one way to make that happen.
Right on. Well, now, Zach's back on the line, so welcome back, Zach.
Hey, thanks, guys. Sorry I got dropped.
That's all right, man. We're just glad you made it back. Usually when you fall off the line, that's it. So.
that's the difference between falling off the phone and falling off the chair, you know. This time I just fell off the phone.
Right on. You know, I think it's really fascinating that that there have been so many different fools that have tried to, you know, become the high, super magic fucking man of the highest, most adept, whatever, and made these cries for, you know, unification and stuff like that, that everybody else is now gun-shy of actually trying something in any more than a internet style fashion, you know what I mean? Like, even us, we all meet on the internet, and once the phone or the computer's hung up, how often do you really keep in touch with other people? You know, you don't. You're not working on producing anything physically in terms of, maybe money or, you know, getting some bill to pass, but the problem here that I find to be the most is the level of irresponsibility that there really is in that, you know, not trying to build ourselves up and create enough of a structured network that should something happen that one of these precious freedoms that we all enjoy goes away, you know, we'll have the ability to resist that.
Right. Right, and it's when you're putting the ideas out there, when you're talking to other people, and when enough people choose to do something about it. Nagashiba, I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show or not, but we kind of talked about how you have to be willing to work even outside of Satanism. They have to be willing to maybe necessarily put that word aside to accomplish certain objectives in the mainstream. So as Satanists, I don't think there's a more satanic idea than, you know, the sinister hand working in the shadows, making shit happen. So you can be out there. He asked about interfaith, you know, interactions or whatever projects. If a group of people decide that philosophically they agree on these points, and these are the points where they say that these points are satanic. Like if a group of people decide that pro-choice is a satanic ideal, a satanic value, so they decide that's what they're going to push. Well, then it doesn't matter who they work with, Satanists or not Satanists, as long as everybody agrees with the pro-choice agenda.
Agreed. And I think, I'm really curious to hear some input from anybody else out there as to whether, you know, we're flapping in the breeze or, you know, you guys are actually genuinely thinking about what you might be able to do together to further yourselves.
Well, you know, yeah, I would like to encourage. I'm not in front of my computer and I can't see what everybody's typing, but the name Nagashiba, I've heard pronounced Nagashiba, but I'm pretty sure he spells it Nagashiba. But again, I'm not in front of my computer. I encourage him to call in and express his own opinion. I'd like to hear from him.
He is making the argument, Zach, that, you know, it's fine for Satanists or whatever, that Christians might have some prejudice about it. Well, the point here isn't necessarily that we want to try to convince people to work with us, that we want to try to convince people to work with one another. What we're saying is that there are people who already are inclined to do so. There are people who are already interested in a collaborative effort, and it's just a matter of speaking up and trying to collaborate. So it's not a matter of creating unity amongst anybody, whether it's amongst Satanists or amongst all these different people, whatever. It's just about individuals choosing to reach out and collaborate with other individuals who are doing the same thing, looking to collaborate as well.
Right on. Michael Rothstein's back on the line, guys.
Right on.
Can you hear
Mike?
Me? All right, guys, can you hear me?
It's much
Hello?
Better.
It doesn't sound like he's cutting out now.
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
it's
right,
much better, Mike.
You're coming through a lot better than you were before.
Oh, excellent stuff. Yeah, two things I'll try and mention quickly because my internet connection is fucking really bad tonight. The first is that I've actually joined the LDS Church, and my plan is to kind of rise to, well, I've got two goals, really. The first is to rise to a decent level within their own hierarchy to effect a change, and the second, well, three, really. One of them is to benefit from tax-free status, and the other one as well is to help take advantage of the sub-economy you have going on within their own community, so I can benefit from that. And the other point that I wanted to make is support a Black Lodge system completely. Not necessarily like a grotto, but like more similar to Freemasonry, like that people have like a shared interest, a shared goal. If you have a problem, then we have a problem, and let's get what we want sorted out.
Right on. Well, and it could be even more than that. Like, I'm going to have, I think there's 6 or 7 Satanists that are showing up here tomorrow night for the Wolf Herkestock party we're having here in Austin. And I know we've got a musician. I know we've got Lehi, who's got the thing he wants to work with books. We got some people, and I'm going to kind of go, you know, so what do you got going on? We got a burlesque dancer that'll be here. So that we kind of be like, what do you got going on, and what do we got to do to make sure that we stay informed about what it is you're doing so that we can show up and support you? So it's not even that if you have a problem that needs to be solved and that it could be, you know, a group could take a hand in, but, you know, whatever it is you're doing, how can we make it better? How can we help you be more successful if we all work, you know, work together with that goal in mind?
Yeah, totally. You know what, Jason? That's something which I really see eye to eye with you on 120%, and that's why I kind of championed the merging of the Mendes Collection with Sin, and also the merge of the Ooze with Sin. Instead of having all these independent groups, let's bring things together. There is strength in numbers, there's power in numbers, and I think that you're only going to get so far on your own. You know, it's one thing to be adversarial, blah, 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 fair enough, but really, you need to have an external influence as well, and there's nothing better than that, than to join up with white folks to affect a change for whatever reason, for support, for financial reasons, for business reasons, for whatever. I just think it's a good idea.
Yeah, Michael, you know, man, and I totally agree with that. And a lot of people look at it and they're discouraged because it's like, well, we don't have the numbers. You know, we don't have any polls. There's not enough of us. But at the same time, it's got to start somewhere, right? And it may not happen in our generation. It may not happen in the next 10 years. But if you look further down, you know, beyond a few decades, it's a real possibility, and it's already happening. If you look at the differences between the 50s, the 1950s, and today, as far as social, moral acceptance, and popular opinion and shit, I mean, it's radically different. And that happened somehow, right? It happened somehow, and it took a movement of probably, well, according to the general population, a handful of people, you know, to all say, okay, fuck it, we're serious. And it's radically changed in the last 50 years. So that's basically one lifetime. So I think it can be done again, and we can keep doing it, you know. And I think what we're doing now, today, not only as individuals, but as Satanists collectively, will have a definite effect. So maybe right now the coin is resting on the edge, but in the future that coin may flip to the other side.
Right. And I think along those lines of thinking too, there's kind of a discussion in the chat room. I know you can't see this, Zach. They're talking about, I don't know who posted it or whatever, but they're talking about why they should have to tiptoe around being Satanist instead of just, you know, being openly satanic and everything else. And nobody's saying that you can't. You just might not accomplish as much as if you were actually, you know, trying to be, I have a satanic influence on things rather than being openly satanic. I'm not opposed to being openly Satanist. I'm openly a Satanist. If you look on the internet, you'll find me and you'll find Satanism or whatever. But I would ask the question, I guess, which is more important, which is the higher priority? Openly proclaiming yourself as a Satanist and being accepted by others for that, or being able to live as a Satanist regardless of whether you're recognized for it or not?
Yeah, you know, Jason, personal growth and development and success in your, you know, on a personal level, I think is more important than being accepted as a Satanist in society. I mean, kind of something like an identity symbol or identity badge, where it's like, you know, yeah, sure, we should all stand up and take pride in being a Satanist. At the same time, yeah, if I wore a big Baphomet at work, you know, people are like, what the fuck's that? And I was like, oh, it's a religious thing, you know, I got to explain to everybody. Well, you know, there's a good chance that I'm not going to get that promotion. I'm not going to be that, you know, accepted. And it may be, you know, whispered and secretive behind my back, but it's the way the world works when we know this. So, yeah, I mean, being a Satanist, being an individual is more important to be, I think, than being accepted on a mass level, you know, in society.
Right, absolutely. I would rather do everything that I consider satanic and have the freedom to do those things, to be a Satanist, than to have somebody go, okay, well, you're a Satanist, and that's all right. You know, okay, or we recognize you're a Satanist, and that's cool. I don't need that. You know, as an individual, I don't need somebody accepting or validating my philosophical or ideological position. I just need the freedom to be able to do it. So that's where the idea of pushing the philosophy, pushing the ideology and the values, trumps pushing the acceptance statement, in my opinion.
Go down, man. Sorry, my phone's making a bunch of background noise. Let's see if this is any better. I am a person who's under the, I am in the philosophy of handling yourself as a business. I try to negotiate everything that I do as some kind of a business transaction so that it keeps it in a way that's beneficial for myself. What has come to my knowledge in all the years that I've worked in retail or business in general is that the goal really is to get other people's information without giving out too much of your own. You give just what you need to give to get to wherever you need to go. So the disclosure of being open about being a Satanist and the fact that it might be detrimental to you, in my mind, it just is kind of a no-brainer. You obviously then don't want to, you know, throw your Baphomet out there and rub it in somebody's face. You just kind of chuckle because you know they're an idiot.
Right on.
So.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily mean hide it. It just means, you know, don't put any influence. When you put the emphasis on the other parts of you, the selling features, you know?
Right, and see, there's a segment of our society that is pushing the other way. There's a segment of our society that would like to, like it so that the things that you value, the things that you might like doing, you don't have the freedom to do anymore. The things that you might do to manifest or express your Satanism, that they would like to see those things imposed, whether they recognize it as satanic or not. And I know that we're kind of, you know, running low on time, so just real quick, because we're talking about what kind of things would we like to see accomplished. I would like to see people get together and start working on taking action against the erosion of our freedoms in this society, of our constitutional right to have whatever, you know, religious views we want and express our religious views how we see fit. In a political system, I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see an actual physical library for Satanism and occult works, basically, for books, movies, music, whatever. Kind of a, you know, a physical place, not just a digital place, but an actual physical place that collects these materials and preserves them and things like that, so that people, and I would assume it have to, in order to support it, it would have to be some sort of private organization. But actually, you know, this is a place where this kind of stuff is collected. If you're researching those things, this would be the place to go, the people to contact. I'd like to see a scholarship established for people who are interested in Satanism or, you know, are these particular values, who want to, you know, who that you know, are supported by the community to get them into, you know, into college, get them a degree so that they can do more for Satanism in whatever way they choose down the road. The kind of thing we were talking about, the economy, well, the more people that we have in higher-level positions, the better. So all those kinds of things, same kind of things that you see from either other ethnic groups or other religious groups or other philosophical groups, those are the kinds of things I'd like to see out of Satanism.
Right on.
Agreed.
All right, there's like 9 minutes left in this show. Is there a part three? I forget. Lexi, is there a part three? Lexi's done a fantastic job, by the way, guys. I think she's got it somewhere into June at this point in scheduling. So
you gotta give a tip of the hat to Lexi, man. She's really done a fucking excellent job in coordinating and, you know, organizing our shows, which you know, up until recently have been kind of spur of the moment. So mad props to the newest member of the U's, Lexi.
Let's see, there's an option for part three. Jason, is there more to talk about, do you think?
I don't know if there's necessarily more to talk about. I mean, we talked about the type of people, you know, that would be good for a collaborative effort. We talked about the different kinds of collaborative efforts. We could talk about if there's an interest, politics, how that might manifest, or the idea of influencing the mainstream. I think that's what we kind of talked about, the whole branding thing. I think we touched on it today, so I don't really know if there's much more to say on that.
But, you know, I'd have to agree. I think the subject's been kind of talked out at this point. I mean, unless somebody brings something new to the table, I hate to use that term, so it's been thrown around a lot. But, you know, at the same time, it's been like, I don't know. I think we've discussed this out. And, you know, it's kind of funny. In the last 6 months or so, I personally have been, you know, not just networking, so to speak, but I've been traveling, making things, you know, to go out of my way to meet other Satanists and, you know, to hook up with other people. And it seems like about 80% of those people are just strictly involved with themselves, not promoting Satanism, not helping each other, but it's just kind of fucking...
We lost him. Yep, he did. And I guarantee he's not calling back in. It's only 7 minutes left. He's fucking Miller time all the way. Let me just really quick kind of throw this out there, because we may or may not hit a part three on this. I personally am interested in collaborating with people, and if you have a good idea or think that there's something that I can do for you, get in touch with me. The ooze at fearthebeast.com. I know Jason's all about collaboration, so you know, you can find him on creativeoddity.com, and you, of course, can get us on SatanicInternationalNetwork.com all the time. So I guess that's pretty much all I have to say on it. Jace, you got any final thoughts?
Tomorrow night, Walt Purgis knocks. It's a reason to party. That's what it is to me. I don't need much of an excuse to want to throw down and do some drinking and eat some good food or whatever. So I know that Zach's having a party in San Diego, right? And then we're doing something here in Austin. And I know you'll be calling in because you'll be doing the views tomorrow night. And you'll actually be calling us just to see how it's going and to talk to the different people and everything else. I plan on having the computer up and maybe having Tiny Chat going and Satanic International, the Satanic International Network. And we'll have the video camera going and taking pictures. We'll see what happens and get into it and everything else. I do the Nakashiba. When I said, no, I don't care why we're going to get together and party, we're just going to do it. I knew Nakashiba would bring up the whole St. Walt Purgis and Catholic Holy Holiday and everything else. Very good, Nakashiba. It is a Catholic Holy Holiday, but we're still going to be having a party tomorrow night anyways. So, I think that's going to be a big deal. It should be funny. So get on Sin and check it out, or, you know, Look for the pictures up on my website someplace when it's all said and done.
Awesome. I'm great. Yeah, and while we're on that note, the show actually will not be at 1 p.m. tomorrow. We will have the show at 11 p.m. tomorrow night, Eastern Standard Time. So double backs. I guess I'm doing two late nights on the Ooze just so we can bring you the exciting events as we have simultaneous satanic gatherings happening. It's all via Satanic International Network. For all the naysayers that said this would fail, I'd say we're starting to do more than you ever thought we would. You can kiss our ass. that's pretty much it, man. This is regardless of opinionated people's naysaying abilities or whatever, it's obvious that this is what the mem wants to do. So,
Right. This keeps getting talked about. This keeps getting echoed.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Go ahead, man.
No, you're right. I was just saying, I'm just agreeing with you, man, that this is, there are a lot more people saying, they want to do something than people that are saying that it can't be done or that we shouldn't do it. And the thing is that when the people come together that want to do those things, it won't matter what these naysayers are putting out there because they're not doing anything anyways other than bitching. So goals will be accomplished, agendas will be set, and, they just won't be part of it.
And it's pretty sad, man, when you get down and think about it. You got no guarantee of anything beyond, 60 to 80 years on this planet, if you're lucky enough to have even that. Why wouldn't you constantly be trying to maximize your experience? It blows my fucking mind.
Right. So that's what we're doing. Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's right. That's what we're doing. Three minutes left. I think I'm pretty much done with all my crap. We'll catch everybody tomorrow.
Right on, man. Later.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Ooze. Opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by CC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but it's your discretion to tough luck. Special thanks to Dad Rocky DeRoma for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?